So the parable of the sower, and we hear the word of God and we find conversion and we try to grow in the faith, and we have as Catholics, we have the sacraments, as Christians, as non-Catholic Protestants, perhaps they can come together in prayer groups and grow in the faith. Maybe they do some apostolic work and grow. And although a lot of Protestants believe that you don't have to do works you can't lose your salvation. You're not going to lose your salvation once you've given your heart to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Many believe that, but they still do good works. It's it's automatic. I mean, you come to Jesus, you just know you have to serve him and do what he tells you to do. And he does tell you to do good works. Feed the hungry and clothe the naked and visit the sick and help people and spread the faith and go to the ends of the world and preach and practice charity and forgive and do all kinds of works of charity. You have to do works of charity. You need to bear fruit, and we recognize studying the gospel that it is God that works in us and through us, but we have to cooperate with him. We have to put one foot in front of the other. We have to wake up and choose to work with Jesus and to bear fruit, works of charity. And we also have to perfect ourselves too. We can do external works and works of charity and it's all good, but we have to change ourselves and grow in perfection, and that's a lot of work too. It's a lot of work. And we're called to pray unceasingly. That's work too. Make time for prayer and come to church and spend time in adoration before Jesus and the Eucharist. There's lots of things to do. But ultimately we are striving to do God's will and follow his inspirations and what to do, how to spend our time well, what good works to do, what kind of things we need to be spending our time to stay busy and not to be idle. There's a lot to do for Jesus, and he's inspiring us to do it. And this is how we bear fruit, be 30 or 60 or hundredfold. And that hundredfold is matching our will with Jesus all the time, 24/7, doing the will of Jesus as perfectly as we can all day long. And our consecration to Our Lady is helping us to do that. Our Lady is within us, helping us, strengthening us and reminding us, inspiring us and working with us and in us to do Jesus's will. And our union with her is very much going to help us to bear much fruit with Mary, with Jesus, and striving to do a hundredfold. Oh,